1. A Love Affair. It can happen to you. This book is about love and marriage, your marriage and the love affair that you can experience with your own husband or wife. Most people think of a love affair as a passionate interlude between a man and woman who are not married, at least not to each other. The world for centuries has tried to convince people of the notion that secretive adulterous love is more exciting than love in marriage. But the dictionary defines love affair as an affinity between two persons, a particular experience of being in love. The particular experience we are concerned with is the wonderful lifelong love affair God designed for husband and wife. He has provided all the pleasures known to man in their normal, healthy, satisfying form, and as the creator of marriage and the author of love, his provision includes a love affair full of thrills and joy and lasting satisfaction for every couple, not just a favored few. Of course, it is up to each of us to discover this design for our marriage through a careful searching of the Bible and a willingness to follow the principles, instructions, and examples we find there. My purpose in writing this book is to help you, both with the search and the practical application of the truths discovered, so that you can begin to experience all that God has for you in your marriage. Shining through the scriptural principles and patterns, you will find one basic attitude-transforming truth. It is God's will in every marriage that the couple love each other with an absorbing spiritual, emotional, and physical attraction that continues to grow throughout their lifetime together. Another fact follows logically from this truth. It is possible for any Christian couple to develop this love relationship in their marriage because it is in harmony with God's express will. Because He is the one who made us, who conceived the idea of marriage and ordained it for our blessing, who gave us the potential for love, He is the one who knows best how to build love into marriage. He must be intimately involved in all our efforts to develop the kind of marriage that pleases Him. As we follow His principles and put His concepts into practice, we can begin to experience the marriage that He planned for us from the beginning, filled with the blaze of newness and the sweet assurance of sameness all our days. As a Christian marriage counselor who accepts the Bible as the final authority, I do not offer my patients mere sympathy or set forth pet ideas that may or may not work. The principles I offer are solid biblical principles that will always work when applied properly to individual problems. I have found God's Word, the Bible, to be eternally true and totally dependable. Cultures change, lifestyles fluctuate, modes of thought come and go with the passing of time. But God's principles do not change, and human behavior does not really change either. Under the sophisticated exterior of modern man and woman, the same sinful, unworkable patterns of behavior operate with destructive force, just as they did in the days of Adam and Eve or Abraham and Sarah. Ancient peoples had the same tendencies to wrongdoing and the same inner desires and needs that you and I have today. Because neither God nor man has essentially changed since the dawn of time, the principles of living spelled out in the Bible are completely relevant to marriage today.